We celebrate today the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. Normally, this is a solemnity celebrated on March 25th, but it's been moved as it is from time to time because it would have fallen on Monday of Holy Week and no masses except those specific masses for those early days of Holy Week may be celebrated, and so the church moves it to the first available day after the Easter octave, and so we celebrate it today. And of course, it's certainly a beautiful feast, one with which we should be very familiar. And as we celebrate it, we are reminded by the church, as a good mother reminds her children, of the necessity, which we see beautifully exemplified in our Blessed Mother, and then not long after in Saint Joseph, but the necessity for us, like them, to be humbly obedient to God's will. It's not always easy. We all know that. Our wills aren't always the same or in sync with what God wants for us. But it takes humility to set aside what I want, what I prefer, and to do, Lord, what you want of me. We celebrate this as we celebrate the incarnation of God as man, the beginning of our redemption, but we look to our Blessed Lady first and foremost as one after whom we can model our own lives of faith. Her life revolved about the life of Christ. Our lives should strive to do the same.